Guys, Uber in 2016 moved from Postgres to MySQL, and one of their claim as to why MySQL is better was this thing that's called statement-based replication. I remember it was the thing, and I also made a video about it, talking about these benefits of MySQL, right, versus Postgres, and then we know that most of these benefits are not really, that's very unique to Uber's case, but this is not out of question. This is not the topic. But the topic is really, I want to talk about is how really bad statement-based replication really is. I just discovered this really recently when Facebook actually upgraded to MySQL version 8. Some of you guys, thank you, by the way, sent me this article that Facebook is migrating to MySQL version 8, and one blip in that article is like, hey, we're ditching the statement-based replication to row-based replication, which is equivalent to logical replication in Postgres or streaming replication, I believe. But why are we talking about this? Statement-based replication is, turns out, when I actually looked at the disadvantages versus its advantages, like, yikesy. This is the topic of this episode of the Backend Engineering Show. Stay tuned and let's have fun learning about statement-based replication. Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. With that said, let's get on the show. What is going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and welcome to the Backend Engineering Show. And today's episode is statement-based replication and how really nasty it is. Statement-based replication. First of all, replication is the idea of having your beautiful DMLs going to a master node, and this master node subsequently push these changes, these DMLs, to some worker nodes. Thus, this is the idea of replication. You need more nodes having your data so that you can scale horizontally. Just saying the master node pushes these changes to worker nodes means that you really don't know anything what you're talking about. You're talking abstractly. You're like a manager talking about stuff that they don't know or they don't understand, right? You need to dig deep. That's the job of an engineer. What does that mean? Changes, right? Do you actually push the statement, the SQL statement, as a string down the throat of these worker replicas? Or do you execute the statement in the master node, give the wall changes or the redo changes, and these just the changes, and then push these changes across the wire to the replicas? Or do you do this asynchronously? Or do you do this synchronously? Do you block the writer until all the writes of the replica succeed? Or do you just wait, right? Or you fail if any of them fail? Or do you like take the maximum? So many variables and refactors to do this thing. This stuff is not straightforward, right? Yeah, this is where tuning comes into picture. But our topic is statement-based replication, where you essentially copy, you replicate these SQL statements, and not necessarily as a string per se, because dumping a string is not really it's not really a good idea. You parse the logical concept of the statement, right? The actual commands that the SQL statement represents, right? So now, I always thought that this is always the superior, better approach, because One benefits Uber actually liked with statement-based replication compared to Postgres, which I believe didn't have that back in 9.2 or 9.1. I forgot which version Postgres Uber was on. Low bandwidth. When you send the statements down the wire, the network usage between the master and the replicas are very minimum because you're not sending the actual content that changed. If you're executing the statement and it resulted to a million writes, I don't know why you're changing a million things in an OLTP database, but let's say you do, and you shove these million changes down the network. Yikes, a lot of stuff. And one of the things that Uber complained about, Postgres had this thing that's called write amplification, which I talked about, which anything you touch has to touch multiple indexes, updates, all this stuff. So there is a write amplification as a result of a single thing, which doubles this amount, or even tripled the amount of writes. So there is a lot of activity going on. So statement-based replication was always the best thing. Yeah, just execute it in the master and then send the statement and then re-execute it on the replicas. And another benefit, this besides the bandwidth thing, is since it's just another statement, you can just shove it in just like another query. And as a result, you get the multi-version concurrency control because like, hey, someone is executing this query. So you have full contents as to what you need to lock, what you need to isolate from this transaction. You're going to respect the isolation levels. You're going to respect the consistency rules. You're going to respect the atomicity. You can respect and acquire all the locks that you need effectively for the other transactions to be in the proper isolation level. This is as opposed to just shoving the binary changes without any context. When you essentially just write the binary files, that's what Postgres used to do, by the way. It's just like, hey, these are the changes, right? It's a very low level changes. So, hey, these are the changes. And when you do that, you don't really know what the context of these changes are. It's like, hey, change these values. Just shove this page. Wait a second. What should I lock again? You don't have content. As a result, you have to block everything. It's like, wait a second. Anyone that was trying to write, wait a second. Let me write this page to disk, and then I'm going to do my stuff, right? So MVCC was very hard in Postgres back in 9.5. This is no longer the case. Logical replication is a thing built in Postgres, so no longer a problem, right? We have this context. Now that we talked about the good thing about statement-based replication, I was really surprised when I read the disadvantage. And I got to give kudos to MySQL team for actually being very explicit and explaining how really bad statement-based replication can be. That's why Facebook is moving away. And I can make a bet that Uber is going to move away from statement-based replication to row-based replication, which is the logical version MySQL. So, what's wrong with it? Well, let's take the first one. The first thing is when you execute your beautiful statement on the master node, and let's say this is an expensive query. You have joins and stuff. You're reading from other tables, or you're updating something, but this update is dependent on some query that you need to execute, which is expensive, which does a failful table scan or certain index. It touches a lot of stuff. You're doing so much stuff. Expensive. So you're executing this in master, and you get a small set of rows, two or three tops. And now, all the cost that you just did, you have to do it again on replica one and replica two and replica three. So it is the re-execution of the statement is CPU, RAM, resources, right? Time. As a result, if you're using synchronous replication, then you are blocked as a user. You're just waiting for all these statements to be executed in all of these replicas to get a strongly consistent view, right? So state-based replication re-execution can be very nasty, right? Especially with latency and resources and stuff like that. All right, let's say I can deal with re-execution. It's not really a big deal. Here's another thing. When you use functions in your SQL statement, right? Like now, for example, function like now or function like date or functions that are non-deterministic, right? And let's take now as an example. If you have a query that says, okay, select from blah, 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 where date equal now, and you execute this on master, and now you have to send that statement down all the way to the replica. The now on the master is different than the now on the replica. That is scary. You're gonna get a different result on the replica versus different results on the replica versus the master. You gotta get a different result. So if you're updating something based on a value of now, like the date currently, that is gonna most of the time give you different results. You don't want that. So MySQL fixed this actually by parsing the value of now and sending the raw value, and so you're replacing the variable, the main variable for instead of now to actually the value itself when you see it's now. But the problem still exists with all the functions, really. Most of the functions that are really non-deterministic and depends on the environment that you're execution in. So this non-deterministic behavior is scary. So all of a sudden this leaky abstraction jumps in your front of your face as a developer, and you have to deal with it as a developer, right? Not fun. Another thing is limits. So when you don't have an order by, and let's say, for example, you're inserting something into the master where select by, and you have an inner select that does a limit. Like, give me 1,000 rows, update the 1,000 rows, right? When you do a limit without an order by, you are at the mercy of how the database decided to store these rows. You cannot guarantee the order of the rows in the table. In the index, yeah, they are ordered, but in the table, not really, right? The entries, you cannot guarantee the order of the entries. You have to order them by yourself. And we can get to the why the order are not. Really, it just depends on the scheduling aspects of the database. Like, even if you insert the same statements at the same time, you can have a lock at a certain time, which have one statement getting delayed after the other. And you're not going to get the same order at the table. That's why people use order by, so you guarantee the actual order. So if you're using limit without order by, don't. MySQL actually gives you a warning. It says, hey, stop doing that. A bad idea. Don't do limit without an order by, because I can't guarantee that these, you're going to get the same exact result in my in the master versus the replica, right? This is just different. You're going to get different results. This has come back to the re-execution cost of this. And another thing is when you execute a statement, the database needs to acquire certain amount of locks, shared locks, access locks to guarantee these kind of values that you're going to get back, right? That's just how the database works. But if you're going to execute the statement and acquire all these locks, and then all of a sudden you found out that you're updating a single row and you only lock that row, right? You have to dispose of all these locks, right? Because, hey, I didn't really touch any of them. I just temporarily locked them because I thought that I'm going to need them. And I didn't, so I just released them. So you did all this work. So you acquire this lock and then release them back. And then you have now one lock, right? Eventually, effectively. Now, and SQL Server does something called the lock escalation. It's like, oh, I'm turning a lot of locks. You know what? I'm going to lock the whole table instead. You can disable that, by the way. So all of this stuff have to be re-executed in the replica as well. So you're going to reacquire all these locks again, only to find out that you need only one. Yeah, so more locks equal more memory, right? Depends on you, how your DBMS does your locking. And as a result, you're gonna increase the resources, the part of the re-execution thing. Again, yes, statement-based replication. Yikesy, man. And finally, there's another one that I liked is when you do these select for update kind of queries, like, okay, I'm going to select these kind of rows, but I want to update them. So I want to obtain an exclusive locks to, did you guys see this? This is actually, I don't know if you noticed, this is Mickey Mouse Band-Aid. I have a kid now. So yeah. So yeah, when you do a select for update to select certain rows, but you want to obtain exclusive locks on these little rows, right? And there's an option to say, okay, no, wait. If I can lock it, fine. If I don't, then fail. And this is the scary part. The no wait can actually fail the SQL if it can't obtain the exclusive locks. You can get into a situation where the statement will succeed in master, but it will fail on the replica because of couldn't obtain the lock for one or reason or another, right? You cannot guarantee that these will be identical, right? Especially if you're executing reads on the other replica concurrently, right? People are reading from your replica, right? So you're just not leaving it like that. People are reading from it, right? And some situation, if you have an active cluster, which is very hard to get right, you're even writing to the replica. Yikesy. So you cannot guarantee that the state of the replica is equal to the master. And as a result, fail. If it fails, then it depends on what kind of replication you have. If it's asynchronous, then you got eventual consistency. I really doubt you're going to get eventual. You're going to get weak consistency in this case, unless you retry somehow, right? If you have retry in place, yeah, you're going to get strong eventual consistency. At the end of the day, everything will consume. If you have synchronous replication, then your write will fail and the application have to retry it. All right, guys, that's it for me today. I wanted to talk about statement-based replication. I was surprised reading about that. Apparently, people are moving away from statement-based replication for these kind of reasons, right? Just you cannot guarantee it. Yeah, it's very sexy that it's very slim to send across the network as a tiny thing, but the costs, people are moving to logical replication. Parse the statement, execute it, tell me what it does, and then replicate that these changes, right? This is part of the logical replication or row-based replication in MySQL, logical replication in Postgres. All right, guys, that's it for me today. I'm going to see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.